The head of the DC 33 union, which represents striking blue-collar city workers, says its negotiators are going back to the bargaining table today. DC 33 head Greg Boulware chastised the city for asking for injunctions to force striking 911 operators and water department technicians to go back to work.
And it's unfortunate that instead of putting effort and time and resources into trying to make sure that we get a fair deal, they're spending time and resources and effort into doing things like this to negatively shine a bad imagery on our members, to portray a different narrative.
The union said the deal on the table when talks broke down was nowhere near what the city workers need to live and work in Philly. And Philadelphia residents have nearly 70 sites available to drop off their trash while garbage collectors and other unionized workers are on the picket lines. WHYY's Tom McDonald visited one in West Philly.
Non-union workers are helping people lift stinky trash bags into the oversized dumpsters that were brimming with the foul trash that was festering in the heat. Carlton Williams directs the city's Clean and Green initiatives. He says it's not the perfect situation.
It's just started, and you have to give us time and patience, which we've asked the citizens of Philadelphia to endure during this challenging time.
The last time the trash collectors went on strike almost 40 years ago, the trash piled 4 and 5 stories high at the makeshift dumps that had to be cleared after the strike. Williams says the current plan is a better one, but not perfect.
When you have 2,000 tons of trash per day, these are the resources that we have available. In the mayor's words, we're doing the best that we can with the resources that we have.
Williams said if more sites are needed, they'll expand the drop-off spots. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Bet.
Williams said if more sites are needed, they'll expand the drop-off spots. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Patchy sunshine on this Wednesday afternoon. 81 degrees currently in Center City, Philadelphia. Still have a ways to go. Might get up to the mid-80s before the day is out. Clouds stick around for the next few hours. Then we see things clear out later tonight. It's 2:06. This is member-supported WHYY.